You need more hockey news, and Locked On NHL is here to fill the gap. It's our daily podcast on everything happening in the league. Subscribe and listen each day for a quick look at the biggest stories and game recaps each day, including, you can hear from me, on Tuesdays and Fridays. Subscribe to Locked On NHL today, wherever you get podcasts.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is the Locked On Sabres podcast, your Tuesday edition of the show. Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin. We are going through today on the podcast our mock expansion drafts. We did record these actually on Monday, so there. I just want to give you a heads up. There's one news item that we already kind of had in place for our mock draft, but we didn't mention it specifically. Chris Driedger is signing reportedly a three-year, $3.5 million deal for the Seattle Kraken. So he will be the expansion selection from the Florida Panthers. So when we get there and we both are like, yeah, we think it's going to be Driedger, just a heads up on that. But me and Jordan going team by team, picking the Kraken's lineup for every team in the NHL, starting with the Buffalo Sabres. Let's run through our mock draft here. We'll go like three teams at a time because we're not gonna spend a ton of minutes on every team. In fact, if you want more on like a specific team's decision, like Montreal or St. Louis or Calgary, who they might lose, you could check out all of our Locked On podcasts around the network, Locked On Flames, Locked On Canadiens, across the network. I know we're covering like strictly expansion draft for the next couple of days. Let's do the Sabres first, though, and then we'll go a few teams at a time. Who do you have the Seattle Kraken taking for the Buffalo Sabres, from the Buffalo Sabres?
Unfortunately, I do have them taking Will Borgen. Mm. Now, it could end up being Colin Miller. Would I be stunned if it was? No. But it just seemed like Borgen is a nice, cheap option for Seattle to take. Because I have them spending a little bit of money elsewhere. So I'll have them take Borgen for us. I know okay. It'll be very sad for many of the Sabre Twitter.
Especially but, the prospect guys.
Especially the prospect guys. It would be pretty sad.
I have them taking Colin Miller because I think they're going to have enough NHL defensemen to where they might be looking for a tradable asset from the Sabres, and they might view Miller as that guy that they take him from the Sabres and they spin him for what, a third, a fourth, a fifth round pick, whatever they can get. And to me, but if it was Borgen, you know, part of the reason it would be sad is I watched this guy play at Sabres development camp, like in college. And like, okay, I'm a young guy, but I'm not that young. 26, like college was a while ago. I remember this guy playing at development camp, like with prospects that are like long gone from the organization. So like it's been a long road here. And if he was lost for nothing, it would be a little sad. But again, I've settled into it's not the end of the world. But I have them taking Colin Miller as tradable asset. All right, let's do the first few teams in alphabetical order. Anaheim Ducks, Arizona Coyotes, Boston Bruins. I've got Alex Volkov going to the Ducks, young forward, league minimum. Christian Fisher from Arizona to Seattle from the Coyotes. Kind of like the same thing, just kind of a young forward they can get their hands on. And then Boston, I went with Connor Clifton, who's a cheap defenseman under contract for the next couple of years at $1 million. Those are my my first three. Who do you got for Anaheim, Arizona, and Boston?
I guess you should bear with me a little bit.
Sure.
In that, like, I would imagine that a lot of the players I have, like, I don't think I really took into account, oh, you have to have a certain amount of NHL and AHL people.
Okay.
So that might be, I kind of took, like, best player available.
Okay.
For each team. So I guess that's, or best, not best player available, but, like, best reasonable player available. Okay. Trying to fit the forwards and defense. So like, don't get mad at me.
No.
It's like, oh my gosh, like they're going to have to waive like 50 guys.
No, that's
like, I feel like that's a decent experiment, you know?
I think that's how Vegas kind of approached it too. That's how they operated there. So I think you're fine. I think you're fine.
Yeah. So I took Hayden Fleury from Anaheim.
Okay.
For Arizona, I had them take Tyler Pitlick.
Okay.
And then for Boston, they took Chris Wagner.
Chris Wagner. Okay. Let's go to Calgary, Chicago, and Colorado. Well, not all the C's, I guess. Calgary, I think this is one that everyone kind of agrees on. Mark Giordano. And I think it's, even though he's old, 37 years old, he is expensive, $6.75 million. He has 1 year left on his contract. But to me, he's kind of perfect for the Kraken, like, and maybe especially for like what you're going for. Like, I think maybe I'm almost middling it. Like, I want them to go a little bit young, but I think that they should be trying to stockpile assets, and they maybe shouldn't be trying to go all in. But Giordano kind of fits both, because he's still a really good defenseman. He's not even like Duncan Keith for this, who the Oilers got blasted for. Giordano, I think, is still a good defenseman, good second pair defenseman. He could even reasonably be on your top pair still, because he did it last year in Calgary and was relatively good. But he's got 1 year left in his deal. So if you're good, well, he's probably a big part of it. And if you're bad, you just spin him at the deadline for a second round pick or even maybe a first round pick. So to me, Giordano was easy. And then Chicago, I have them taking Colin Delia and net. They maybe trade him or send him down. I don't think Chicago had much to offer. And then Colorado, I have them taking Jonas Donskoy. Couple of good seasons in the last 2 years, like 30, 40 point player. Not a bad cap hit. So I have Giordano, Delia, and Donskoy from Calgary, Chicago, and Colorado.
Okay, so I had Giordano as well. I think that's just too good of a player to pass up. I had Adam Gaudette from Chicago. I didn't really there wasn't much there for me to either pick. I can't lie and tell you I'm an expert in Adam Gaudette's game.
Did you think about Zadorov? But I think I didn't pick Zadorov because I have them taking a lot of defensemen.
Right. That I thought right after Giordano, I think, because I just went team by team, like alphabetical. Yeah. I took Giordano and I was like, I assume there's going to be better guys that they just wouldn't take Zadorov's contract.
Right.
And then I agreed with Donskoy. I thought Landeskog's a free agent. So, I knew that, Colorado probably is thinking, that guy's going to free agency. It's just not going to happen. And we'll take our chances. I don't even know if they want to bring him back. I haven't been, up to date on the Avalanche. I mean, you get that good, you got to lose somebody. But yeah, Donskoy, I think he's a good player. I think that's a good option for them. Did you skip Carolina on purpose because you hate them?
Oh, I did. I skipped Carolina by accident. No, Carolina takes Dougie Hamilton. Sorry, I think they take Dougie Hamilton.
That's what I thought. That's what I had too.
He's a UFA, but I take that risk. I mean, I think he's an elite defenseman in the NHL, I would take the risk of I got a week to sign him. And maybe I get it done. And if I do get it done, the benefit of doing that to me outweighs anything else you could do, like grabbing Nino Niederreiter, who's fine, or Jake Gardner, Jake Gardner and his contract's probably not that great at this point. Jake Bean, I can get fine. But if I sign Hamilton, I mean, that's my franchise defenseman past the Giordano even. So yeah, Hamilton for Carolina.
How valuable do you think the market of Seattle is? Like, if you're trying to sign people, Vegas, because Vegas, the big question with whether or not they're going to take these undrafted free agent guys is, do they think they could sign them? And Vegas, Vegas was exciting for a lot of these players, I imagine. It was hard to say, man, I get to live in Vegas. It's going to be super warm. It's going to be super nice. I'll be a multimillionaire in Vegas. Mm-hmm. It's got to be pretty. It's got to be pretty cool for a player to be there. How big? I think Seattle's a little bit less, but Seattle, I've always heard people love Seattle. I don't know. I'm very interested to see if that's going to be a valuable selling point for some of these guys. Would Dougie Hamilton be yeah, I would love to play in Seattle for a few years. It sounds nice.
Yeah. I just want to, I think it won't be as much as Vegas, but something about it being new, and the talk out there is that the team will be better than, you know, in historical context, what expansion teams are supposed to be. I saw a mock where Jay Fresh Hockey, who's one of those analytical guys on Twitter, he had them with a 106-point team running his projections. And, like, all right, if they're good and they're fun and they're new and I've got a new fan base that's probably excited, I think, you know, it's not Toronto. It's not the Rangers for, like, the top free agent markets. But I think it might be pretty close behind that. So I think they could be pretty good. I'm trying to figure out, I've seen this blurb on Twitter right now. Chad Ostrander from Two in the Box just tweeted it out. I'm trying to figure out what insider story it is from. But I'll read it to you without context, because I really don't have the context. It's just a screenshot. And now I lost it because, of course, here it is from Chris Ostrander, Two in the Box on Twitter. Because Seattle is supposed to get a full medical picture of all exposed players, this isn't going over well. Other teams are boiling, complaining that the Canadiens are using Price and Weber to make a mockery of the expansion process. And Chris's quote tweet was, "Find me a bigger bunch of babies at NHL GMs." I really want to find what this is from, but I don't know at this point. That sounds funny. All right.
So they're like mad that Montreal gave them too good of players.
They're fiddling around with the medical stuff. They're not giving Seattle full medical picture when they're supposed to have it. I don't know.
Oh, got it. Okay, that's even more shady.
They're like the idea,
They're like, oh, he's really hurt, so you can't take him. And he's like, not. Isn't it supposed to be like silent time so that Seattle right. can like do their?
Yeah,
because like, it's like it's just like. It's funny, like you're being mean to Seattle. Leave Seattle alone. Let them pick their people.
I agree with the sentiment, though, that the NHL GMs are a bunch of babies. That's for damn sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They're right. So soft.
Well, I'll figure out what that's from maybe a little bit later. Let's go Columbus, Dallas, and Detroit is our next three. Columbus, again, is kind of a universal pick, I think. Everyone has them taking Max Domi, who's got a year left on his contract at $5.3 million. Pretty good player. He always seems to have run-ins with coaches, and he's always ousted by organizations, but he can play center, he can play wing, and they need guys in their top six, so I think they take Domi. Dallas, I didn't have a lot to pick from here, and I think a player I'm going to have them picking later is going to have them shying away from Ben Bishop in my mock. I have them taking Andre Sequeira. $1.5 million for the next 2 years. I think he's still a decent defenseman. I know he's got some injury stuff, but I have them taking Sequeira. And then Detroit, I have them taking defenseman Troy Stretcher, 27, young enough. Again, kind of like a bottom pair guy.
We're the same here. Max Domi, Andre Sequeira, and Troy Stretcher.
Did you think about Bishop?
So, I guess my picks aren't as, like, ludicrous. But yeah, like, it's... Yeah. No Bishop. I have a goalie coming along later.
Okay.
yeah, like Max Domi's like that's another like seemingly perfect expansion guy. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that I thought about too a lot is like when I saw UFA 2022, for some reason that just like clicked to me. Like that's something that I could see Seattle doing a lot. It's like people they could like trade within the next 2 years if they have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
for their stuff.
Even this as soon as this deadline, if they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go Edmonton.
It's like a fail safe if things don't go well.
Right.
Is yeah, shorter contracts.
All right. Let's go Edmonton, Florida, LA. I've got Edmonton's player for Seattle being Dominic Cahoon, former Sabre RFA at this year. So he needs a contract, but they have his rights. Florida, I think that's kind of set in stone. It seems like they're signing Chris Driedger for 3.5, but I don't know. Maybe they find their way out of that. If they think they're getting Carey Price, maybe they go back on their word with Florida, which might be kind of shady, but I'm okay with it. But for now, I have them taking Chris Driedger as even their number two. LA, I have them taking Blake Lizotte just because of the contract situation, the youth, and because I didn't really like any other options from the Kings.
Yeah, so I have... I have Chris Drieger as well for Florida. Just based on the news, I thought it would be silly to have them take somebody else. I took Oscar Klefbom from the Oilers. Do you think Seattle thinks like, okay, we're gonna be playing the Oilers a lot? Let's make them worse.
Ooh, maybe Klefbom. I don't know how Klefbom might miss a lot of next year, but.
Oh,
he's 27. Again, that's kind of like the price thing for me. If you're picking Klefbom, well, you are making Edmonton worse on the long term, and he does come back at some point. So I like the Klefbom pick. It was just I was running out of numbers on the blue line.
Right.
But I think there could be something to that. Like, yeah, let's take Edmonton so thin on the blue line. Let's make them play Duncan Keith more. Let's take Klefbom from them. there could have been.
I just wonder if that's like something that they think about. They probably don't. But I mean, it's interesting. And then the last part, I took Olimata from the Kings.
Okay,
that's just another like contract that's UFA 2022. Like I just think like it's a player that I don't know if the contract's super good. Like I would say it's not great, but it's like you know it's a solid veteran defenseman.
Right.
That could make if they're trying to be good, like an Olimata, Giordano, Oscar Klefbom defense. Mm. It's not awful. It's not great, but it's not terrible. Mm.
We got more of our expansion mock draft coming up next. Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin will do Minnesota, Montreal, and Nashville right after this.
RockAuto.com, a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate, quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle, and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. A word for Bet Online, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but you got the NBA, college hoops, the NHL, all in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. For these Sabre games, you could bet on the exact amount of which either the Sabres or their opponent will win by. So if you think the Sabres are going to win by exactly two, you can find odds for the Sabres winning by exactly two. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. The best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is the site. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Remember to use the promo code Locked On.
Welcome back to the Locked On Sabres podcast. Joe DiBiase at Sneaky Joe Sports on Twitter. Jordan Hanskin at JR Hanskin. Let's continue on with our mock Seattle Kraken expansion draft.
Minnesota, Montreal, Nashville is next. Now, I will have Montreal a player being Carey Price, but I do also have Seattle taking Kaapo Kakkonen from the Minnesota Wild. I think he's the most valuable player, maybe by a lot, on the Wild. I don't think they have to keep him though. Now Vegas protected took five goalies in their expansion process, but I think they only ended up keeping like three of them. Now I think this could be a guy that is kind of is taken and then traded. Maybe even a team like the Sabres. Kakkonen was pretty good last year, and he's got the youth, 24. He's got the perfect contract, $700,000 this year, and then he's an RFA. Like, if I'm Seattle, I take Kaapo Kakkonen and I spin him to the Sabres. So I'm taking Kakkonen from Minnesota. I am taking Carey Price from Montreal. I think that's a bad contract. I'm not going to lie. But he is still very good. He is going to be the face of your franchise. He is going to help you sell tickets. And I think because they're an expansion team and because we just saw Vegas kind of do this with Marc-Andre Fleury, it is important to get that fan base solidified right away. You don't want to become Atlanta. You don't want to become Arizona or Florida where you're bad forever and you have trouble selling tickets. If you're good right away, that's going to help. And I think price allows them to get good right away. And I would, even though it's a hefty sacrifice, I would sacrifice the later years of that deal, $10.5 million for 5 more years. I would do it. I would do it. And then Nashville, I have them taking Cal Yonkrock. It's kind of been a bottom six player I've always liked. And Nashville had to expose him. Because I'm taking Price and all this other money in net and Giordano, I'm gonna say they don't take Duchesne or Johansson. I'm getting too expensive at that point. I don't think those are good contracts either, and I'm already taking one bad one, so I have them taking Yarncroc. What do you got?
Okay, so I have the same thing. I had Minnesota, Kaapo Kähkönen, yeah. Mainly because I heard of the name. So I guess, yeah, like it's a good trade. Like the way you sold it, I think is the right way to think about it. Is like they just gives them another option of a person to trade, a person to move. I agree with the Carey Price thing, as said earlier. Like, it's the move that gives your organization credibility. Like, it just makes your organization, and it makes not just credible around the league, but credible to your fan base. Mm-hmm. Like, you being an expansion team, you have to get, because Seattle's not like Vegas either. Vegas was the only team in the city.
Right.
Seattle, they're going into a city full of teams. Mm-hmm. I think they're, well, I guess just two others. But like
they love going their to MLS city, though too, so really you can say it's three.
Okay, yeah, and it's like are they in October? Are they gonna go to these games when the Seahawks are in midseason? Mm-hmm. Like I know the Mariners would be done by then; they're done by September. But like it's just you know there's competition in the city,
right?
For them, like it's just it's not the same. And I think Carey Price being the guy that he is, being the name that he is, being out there every day, like I think just gives like the Seattle fan base something to go see. Now they're going to be, they might be in for a rude awakening if it's like an expansion team with Carey Price, because I don't think it's going to be like a thrilling brand of hockey. But I mean, I think it's too good of a marketing thing to pass up. And yep. Carey Price is still a really good player. Like, yeah. He's still an elite NHL goalie, and I think it would be foolish to pass that up. Then I took Colton Sissons. Okay. It's a lot of term, but the contract's not that bad.
He is my most my favorite contract in the league. They signed him to like an 8-year deal they signed it for $2.8 million.
So weird. Whoever his agent is, oh my god! Like what an idiot! Like that's terrible. Yeah. But he's a great like expansion guy to have. He's a good player. I like Colton Sissons. Mm-hmm. So I decided that it's a great team, maybe the most team friendly contract in the history of sports.
Yep. whoever that guy's agent is, I hope he's
unbelievable. I couldn't believe it when I saw like $2.8 million to 2026.
Yeah, and he's like 3 years into that deal. It's amazing.
Yeah. He might like the smaller things in life.
Yeah. New Jersey, New York, New York. I've got the Devils player being Connor Carrick. I switched that. I went PK Subban.
Wow.
Because I didn't have them taking big money from Nashville. I don't think Subban is the player he once was, but I think he's still okay. I think he's okay. And again, it's part of that marketing ploy that he'll be in your lineup and he's a star player. And I think that'll help a little bit. So I have Subban being taken from the Devils. I have Sebastian Aho, not that Sebastian Aho, but the other Sebastian Aho from the Islanders, young, maybe even a minor league guy, but I think he's waiver eligible if they wanted to do that, but he's got some upside. And then I've got Julien Gauthier from the Rangers, 24 years old, hasn't really started his NHL career yet. He's kind of like Borgen for me. He's cheap. He's ready to go probably in the league and he's under contract. So let's do it. So those are my three. What do you got for New Jersey and the New Yorks?
So I had them taking Will Butcher, okay, from New Jersey. I think it's like a young player that, you know, just like another another decent like young piece. I think I wanted to go a little bit off because I think naturally I spend a little bit money with the veterans again. I thought the Islanders sending Josh Bailey over would be a good move for them. And then the last one is I had Julian Gauthier as well. I was debating Barclay Goudreau, but he's a free agent.
Right.
And I don't know how much more of that they want to deal with, like how many contracts they want to deal with over the next week.
Right.
So I decided to go with Gauthier.
All right. Ottawa, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. Ottawa, there was not much to pick from, but I'm going to go with Chris Tierney. It could be a good bottom six center for them. I think he is a good bottom six center. He's a little expensive for that, but I think they can get away with it. Philadelphia. Philadelphia, I have them taking Shane Gostisbehere. I thought about Van Riemsdyk for this. He's still okay, but it's real expensive. Gostisbehere is a little cheaper. So I have him being the pick for Philadelphia. And then in Pittsburgh, I have them taking Zach Aston-Reese, who's an RFA right now, but bottom six player. He runs around, he hits. He's kind of like, to me, going to be like their Will Carrier. Just the guy that runs around and hits. He'll score 8 to 10 goals a year. He'll penalty kill. He's young, so he's going to do it for a while for you. So I thought about Carrier as a comparison there, and that kind of directed me to Aston-Reese. Who do you got for Ottawa, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh?
So I have Chris Tierney as well for Ottawa. Yeah, Ottawa's not in great shape, but I guess that's what you want in an expansion draft, is to not have any good players out there. For Philadelphia, I had David. Is it Kase? Case?
Kase. I think it's Kase. Yeah.
Okay, David Kase. And then Pittsburgh, I also had Zach Aston-Reese. I kind of love the idea of having like Ryan Reeves like quickly became like a fan favorite in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I know Aston-Reese isn't like the same, like he's not like the enforcer.
Yeah.
But like I think like having like one of those guys, I think just adds a little bit of punch to your team. No pun intended. But yeah, like I think like just having like the kind of the tough guy roaming around is something that you'd want to have.
San Jose, St. Louis, and Tampa Bay. I think two of these guys are going to be first line players for the Kraken, but I have them from San Jose taking Ryan Donato, winger, 25 RFA. I've got them taking, these are going to be, I think they're first line wingers. I have them taking Vladimir Tarasenko from the St. Louis Blues, and I have them taking Yanni Gourde from the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Lightning have some good options. I mean, Tyler Johnson, but that's a little expensive. Johnson also is a Seattle native, so they could play on that if they want for marketing purposes. But Palat also is a really good player. So is Alex Killorn. Like, there's really no bad options for Tampa. But I went Gourde because I think he is about as good as these other players, but he's got an extra year of his contract. And I think he's a little more dynamic offensively, like creating for himself. Other than like, I think Killorn is more of like a finisher. I think Johnson at this point in his career is not as good of a creator. So I went with Gourde, even though I think you could go any one of these four.
Yeah. So I had the same three.
All right.
Donato, Tarasenko, and Gourde. I love Yanni Gourde. I think Yanni Gourde is one of my favorite players to watch. Every time I watch like the Lightning play in the playoffs, I'm like, that guy, I need that guy. How do the Sabres get that guy on their team? But yeah, like Vladimir Tarasenko, you just can't pass that up. Like if you're Seattle, like you got him for free.
Right. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Even if he misses and like a little bit of the season, like whatever. You have your best forward for years.
Right. It's crazy. So yeah, and then Ryan Donato was like also like, you know, he's a solid player. Like
he hasn't quite become what the prospect that he was kind of built up to be,
right?
But you know, 43 points in his last 100 games. You know, like okay, fine. Yeah, 20 goals or six, like 20 points last year. Like he's fine. He's fine in my bottom six or even in my middle six. Who would have been second for you, real quick, on Tampa? After Gourde, I think Palat was the guy I was debating with. Tyler Johnson, they don't take him just because of Seattle, do they? They had Killorn, Johnson, Gourde, and Palat to pick from. I don't think they would have taken they're not going to take Johnson just because he's from Seattle.
My thing with Seattle is like just make them hurt a little bit. You have to take one of these good players from them.
Oh yeah, they definitely will too. They definitely will.
Yeah, like just please just make them a little bit worse.
Yes, please. All right. Then the final three or final, we'll do the final four: Toronto, Vancouver, Washington, and Winnipeg. Toronto did a weird thing before the protection list came out. They traded for Jared McCann from Pittsburgh to expose him to try to not have them take Alex Kerfoot. Basically their reasoning is we don't want to lose Alex Kerfoot. Let's take this guy. Let's trade a pick for him to expose him. So we hope Seattle doesn't take Alex Kerfoot. I think that works. I think that Seattle takes Jared McCann from the Maple Leafs over Kerfoot. I think they take Jonah Gedovich from Vancouver, big player. Washington, I have them taking Vitek Venecek. There wasn't a lot there. He started a lot of games for them last year in net. He was okay. And then Winnipeg, I have them taking Mason Appleton. Still young. Starting to kind of contribute more and more as a player in the league. He's got eligibility to play center or versatility to play center and wing. So I have them taking Mason Appleton to round up my expansion draft.
Okay. So for the Leafs, I have them taking Travis Dermott on the blue line. Logically, I was thinking they can't spend money on everybody.
Right.
So I wanted to have them have like a cheaper contract. Then I had them take Jake Virtanen from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And then Vitek Vanacek, I agreed with you there. And Mason Appleton, I agree with you as well.
All right. Final chalk up. We'll talk more about this on tomorrow's episode. But the team you built for Seattle, how good is that team?
I would say they are at least playoff contender.
All right.
Guaranteed to make it? No.
Right.
But they got $5 million in cap space, which I think I'm pretty pleased with. Like if I'm trying to make them be kind of good, like you're not going to have much cap space.
Right.
So yeah, like I think that I kind of like it. Like Tarasenko, Max Domi, Yanni Gord, Josh Bailey, Jonas Doskoi. Like that's a pretty good forward group.
I agree. And Price and net.
Giordano, Clefbaum, Butcher, Mata, Dermott, Sakara. Yeah. Gets a little dicey on the, well, no, unless they sign Dougie Hamilton, then they're pretty good there. And then Carey Price. Like I think this is. I'm actually leaning more towards playoffs, especially in their division. It's not like they're right. In like this loaded space. Yeah. Like I actually kind of like it. Like for them,
I agree with you. The team I built, I would see being like a playoff contending team, and I honestly would not be surprised if they made it, which sucks because I have a bet with Brendan Keeney at WBEN that if they're better than the Sabres, I have to go through a table or he gets to put me through a table. So that seems likely, I think, at this point. We'll talk more about the Kraken. We'll talk more about we might have some blurbs. We might have some reports on the Sabres in the coming days and what the Kraken are thinking. So we'll piece that together as we approach Wednesday's expansion draft. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Sneaky Joe Sports, at JR Hanskin. This has been the Locked On Sabres podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.